A majority of Americans say they lack trust in what they've heard from President Trump on the coronavirus. That is the finding of a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. It was conducted this past Friday and Saturday and released today. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, there's also a deep partisan divide on how seriously to treat the crisis.
Let's start with one of the voters who participated in the survey. 68-year-old Patricia Bell lives outside Pittsburgh. She's a moderate Republican. We asked her about the president.
I think we tend to blame the president too much.
She's been watching the news closely as businesses and states and finally the federal government have called for increasingly serious responses.
But do I agree with the reaction? I think it's a serious issue. I think to some extent we've overhyped it.
Given the partisan divide we see on issue after issue in American politics today, it's hardly a surprise deep divisions show up in polling on this. But what is striking is the size of that divide. A solid majority, 60 to 37, say they don't have trust in what they're hearing from the president on the coronavirus. But that gap becomes massive when you break it out by party. 91% of Democrats say they don't trust the president's words on this, while 74% of Republicans do.
And it all comes down to credibility. Who do you believe?
Lee Mieringhoff is the head of the Marist poll, which conducted the survey.
The politics of the era and the polarization that exists has played out, at least to this point, in terms of how people are perceiving the severity of the event, whether enough is being done, whether it's being blown out of proportion.
The percentage of people who think the worries about the coronavirus are overblown has grown. Weeks ago, the number was around 25%. In this poll, it's grown to nearly 40%. That's driven by GOP skepticism about the response. In Montana, 51-year-old Harry Kenk is a securities trader and a political independent who says he's a conservative. Right now, he's more worried about the impact on the economy.
Is this a society killer? Is it going to destroy entire countries, governments, and economies? Is this the beginning of the end of the world? I don't think so.
In North Carolina, 60-year-old Ann Tendyke is a Democrat. She works as a financial analyst. She says the seriousness of the coronavirus is not overblown.
Look at the numbers, look at the history, look at the data.
She then adds,
I don't see it as a conspiracy. I don't see it as media hype. I look at the science. I understand how viruses work. I understand how they spread. They can spread when people don't have symptoms.
This poll was taken before the president's messaging has gotten more dire and more in step with advice from medical experts over the past 2 days. Pollster Mieringhoff says he'll be watching to see if that shift results in a change in any of the skepticism he has found. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.